Today officially marks 1 year since I posted my very first video on YouTube, so I want to take you behind the scenes on exactly how I went from zero subscribers to making over $100,000 on YouTube in 1 year. Hello, I'm Erica Kohlberg, and I'm a lawyer with a YouTube channel. Okay, so let's rewind back to October 30th, 2019. After a few months of thinking I might want to start a YouTube channel to try to help people with their personal finances, I finally worked up the courage to post my first video. And it was horrible. I forgot to plug in the mic into the camera, but it's what got me started. And even though I had all of these insecurities about, oh, all these people are gonna laugh at me, especially other lawyers, and oh, I'm so bad on camera, the thing is, once you work up the courage to post your first video, it's out there in public, so you might as well embrace it and just keep pushing forward. For the first month, I posted a video a week and made a grand total of $0. For the second month, month two, again, a video a week and also $0. Month three, also $0. But month three, something exciting happens, which is that I hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. And in order to apply for the YouTube Partner Program so that you can make money from running ads on your channel, you have to have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time. So even though I wasn't even close to having the 4,000 hours of watch time, I was so excited that I had 1,000 subscribers in month three, so at least I was that much closer to being able to run ads on the channel. Then month four, it got a little interesting because ad revenue was still $0, but I discovered something called affiliates. On YouTube, making money through ad revenue is the very basic way people monetize their channels. But right after that, probably the second most popular passive income stream is through affiliate marketing. And so with affiliate marketing, basically I just leave links in my description to products or services I like, and I have an arrangement with the company so that if people click on that link, the affiliate link, and let's say they sign up for an account with that company or purchase the product, then the company gives me a small commission. And those small commissions obviously add up. So in month four, even though I made $0 from ad revenue, I ended up making $287 from affiliate links. Then in month five, I'm still at $0 from ad revenue since I haven't hit that 4,000 hours of required watch time on my channel, but I make another $622 from affiliate links. So at the end of month five, that brings my grand total earnings from my YouTube channel to $909. At that point, I'd kept my promise to myself of posting a video a week, so I was at 22 videos. And so my rule for myself when I started YouTube was always I was going to post one video a week for 1 year, no matter what, even if just one person was watching my channel. And so each week I was spending about 20 hours on my YouTube channel. And this is separate from my day job as a lawyer and founder of a legal tech company. So it was a lot of late nights working on creating these videos. At the end of month five, I had spent about 440 hours on the YouTube channel and made $909 total. So my efforts had amounted to about $2.06 per hour. Through month five, even though it wasn't that exciting, is to just show that YouTube isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not like you're going to make money right away when you start your channel. So just be patient with it. The thing with YouTube is a lot of people are going to quit before they even see success on it, before they even get their first viral video. So if you have a YouTube channel, just be patient. You're going to get that opportunity from the YouTube algorithm. You just don't know if it's going to be in month six or month eight or month 12. So just be patient. So for my analytics, then we enter month six and things are pretty much the same. I'm doing the video a week and on April 7th, this video gets 262 views in the first 24 hours, which is pretty standard because at that point I have around 2,000 subscribers. Then on April 14th, I decided to switch things up. A lot of people had been searching for information about a $1,200 stimulus check and the stimulus bill that had just recently been signed into law. So that day, I released two videos about the stimulus check, and this one went semi-viral, and really viral for my channel standards. So instead of the average 240 to 340 views I was getting on the first day typically, It got over 5,000 views and it just kept going up. So then, exactly a week later, I create another video on the same topic and that goes even more viral. It gets 68,000 views in the first day and then eventually over 800,000 views. With that video, I officially have enough watch time to apply for the YouTube Partner Program, which took about a week to apply and get accepted. And once you're accepted, that's when you can run ads on your channel. If your video is shorter than 8 minutes, then you can place one ad at the beginning of the video. But if your video is longer than 8 minutes, then you can choose to place multiple ads in your video. These are called mid-roll ad breaks, and also at the end of your video. So on my first full day of being able to run ads on my channel, I made $719. And just from those last 3 days of the month, I made over $1,500. At this point, at the end of month six, I have three takeaways. Number one, if you're feeling very discouraged with your channel, keep going because you never know when the YouTube algorithm is going to pick up your video and make it go viral. And it'll completely change your channel when that happens. For the first 5 months of my channel, I was trying really hard, but only making the equivalent, like we said, $2 an hour. But I just kept going because I love personal finance and my motivation for this channel was never money. It was to actually try to help people learn how to save more money and make more money. So make sure that you actually love what you're talking about on your channel and keep going because eventually I truly believe that everyone is going to get that opportunity from the YouTube algorithm and all it takes is one video. Takeaway number two, when you get your viral video, then as soon as possible, make another video on a similar topic. So this April 14th video was great. But this follow-up video that I posted a week later is the one that was really responsible for blowing my channel up from 2,000 subscribers to 50,000 in a month. Takeaway number three is to consider promoting affiliates on your channel because you can do this before you even meet the requirements to run ads on your channel. The way to do this is just to think about the products or services that you really like and that you think your audience would like and reach out to those companies to figure out if they have an affiliate program. It also just might give you a little extra motivation to keep working on your channel because the thing with making money from affiliate links is that it's truly the definition of passive income. You're putting those links in your description and when viewers click it, you might just make a small commission. Back to analytics, so now we enter month seven. This is where I start making more than one video a week because now I have this new audience that's counting on me to keep them updated about what's happening with stimulus proposals. The ad revenue varies each day, but I'm making anywhere from $50 to over $600 on ad revenue. And this number here is the CPM, which is actually how much advertisers are paying for every 1,000 views. And this number here is the RPM, which is approximately how much you're actually making from that. The way the split works is that advertisers pay YouTube to be able to run ads on your channel, and of that, YouTube keeps 45% and gives you, the creator, 55%. That means that in this month of May, I made about $4.82 for every 1,000 views, or about half a penny for every view. The total ad revenue for May was $8,314, and then June is $3,781, July is $6,917, and August is $5,028. And something I wanted to show you is that each month the CPM goes up. So in May, the amount advertisers are paying for every 1,000 views on my channel is $9.24. Then the next month, it goes up to $10.36. Then it goes up again to $12.69. Then by August, it's $14.86. And the reason I think this might have happened is that in May with lockdowns, companies were scared and were either drastically reducing their ad spending budgets or just cutting them altogether. And as you can imagine, ads are all about supply and demand. So if there wasn't as much demand, then the price that advertisers who do still want to pay for ads pay on YouTube is lower since the supply remains the same. There are more or less the same number of YouTube channels that advertisers can run ads on. But then you see, month over month, the CPM goes up because my theory is that once the initial shock of the lockdown and you know what's going to happen with the economy, once that subsided, advertisers started to open back up their pocketbooks, so demand increases. Another important point is that CPM varies widely depending on what niche you're in. For my niche, which is personal finance, the CPMs are almost always higher than other niches. For a gaming channel, for instance, the CPM might be around $2 to $3. And even within my personal finance niche, it really varies. And I'll show you some examples. So this video with an update on stimulus check proposals has a $10 CPM, meaning advertisers were willing to pay $10 for every 1,000 views. This video about going from 0 to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube has a $25 CPM. And then this one about how I'll build $200,000 of passive income this year, starting from zero, has almost a $55 CPM. Back to the chart. So from the end of April, when I'm monetized, to the end of August, I've made $25,596 from running ads on my channel. Then in September and October, something happened. So almost every single video from April to August was about stimulus checks and stimulus packages. And I'm really grateful because I've been able to build this audience that trusts me and knows that I'm going to bring them factual, unbiased information about what's happening with stimulus packages. But towards the end of August, there really wasn't much happening with stimulus news, and it's never been my style to just make videos for the sake of getting views. My channel's all about trying to help people, and frankly, I don't think it's helpful if I'm doing tons of stimulus videos, but there aren't any real stimulus updates. Then I'm basically just wasting people's time, and my audience really trusts me, and that trust is something I value. So I only made 3 stimulus updates that month, and obviously my views plummeted. So in September, I made $1,054 from ads. Same thing in October, I did just 3 stimulus updates, so that was just a little over $900 in ad revenue. That brings the lifetime from just ad revenue to $27,000. And obviously we still need to talk about affiliate income and sponsorships, but first I wanted to quickly show you this because I think it's a really important takeaway and I don't want you to make the same mistake. So as of this video, I've officially created 110 videos on my channel in my first year on YouTube. Of those 110, only 28 videos are evergreen. That's just 25%. And in the last 6 months, which is when I really ramped up, that's when I created the bulk of my videos. In the past 6 months, I've created 88 videos, and just 6 of those, so less than 7%, were evergreen. And in case you don't know, evergreen just means that it'll be relevant 6 months from now, a year from now. So these are some examples of my evergreen videos. Trendy means that it's relevant when it's posted. It's usually something in the news, but those trendy videos only have a really short lifespan. For the stimulus videos, the lifespan is 24 to 48 hours, meaning most of the views come in those first 24 hours, then it dies down to almost zero. So I'll show you what I mean. This trendy video got 27,000 views in the first day, then a few more day two, but you can see after that, it completely plateaus. Compare that to an evergreen video. So this video where I talk about how I paid off $225,000 of student loans got 300 views in the first day, then another 130 in the second day. Then you can see it slowly starts gaining momentum, and now it's at over 60,000 views, even though it started with just 300 views. So that's the power of an evergreen video, is even if it doesn't necessarily pop off at the beginning, there's a chance that it can gain traction over time. So even though I created this video almost a year ago, it's still getting me views every day. That's more of what I would consider passive income because I put in the time almost a year ago to make that video and now it's still making me a few dollars every single day. So that's a big lesson I hope you can take away from me showing you behind the scenes is be careful about striking the right balance between trendy videos and evergreen videos on your channel. Trendy videos have a higher chance of going viral, but those aren't what I would consider passive income. They have a very short lifespan. Evergreen videos have a lower chance of going viral, but with those, you're actually building passive income because those videos can continue to bring in views for years. So if you take a look at October, you'll see just a few spikes on days I posted a video, but otherwise it drops down to $5 or $6. So that's something you just want to think about when you're building your channel. I obviously don't have any regrets because for the past 6 months, I really put my time and energy and heart towards making these trendy stimulus videos because I know a lot of people have put their trust in me to make these updates for them. So that's what I prioritized. But I did just want to show you behind the scenes that only posting trendy videos won't necessarily make a good passive income strategy. If you're good at math, you might notice that the video title says I've made this much, but I've only told you about the $27,000 I've made from ad revenue. So where's the rest? The rest comes from two other income streams I have on YouTube. So my three directly from YouTube are ad revenue, affiliate marketing, and sponsorships. Affiliate marketing we already talked about, and sponsorships are where a company pays you to mention a certain product or service on your channel, usually either for 60 seconds or 2 minutes. When your channel grows, you'll start to get more opportunities from these sponsorships. So I have two tips about sponsors. One, make sure you're also reaching out to them. Don't just wait for them to come to you. If there's a company that you really like their product or service and want to work with them, just send them an email. And then the second tip, kind of what we talked about earlier, trust is the most important thing you have with your audience on YouTube. So only ever work with companies whose products or services you truly believe in. So I think in the last 6 months, I've turned down over 20 sponsorship requests because I just want to be super selective and make sure that I'm only working with companies that I really trust. So those are my two tips for sponsors. Just generally, I can only speak to the personal finance niche, but it seems like for most channels in this space, you can expect a 1-to-1 ratio for money from ads and money from affiliates and sponsorships. That means if you're making $1,000 from ad revenue, then if you're doing it right, you should be able to make around another $1,000 from affiliates and sponsorships. Of course, once you start to add in other income streams like your own merchandise, Patreon, your own courses or memberships, that number can go up significantly. And so for me, from my current income streams on YouTube, so the ad revenue, sponsorships, and affiliate marketing, that brings my total to over $100,000 in my first year on YouTube. And my goal is all about transparency, which is why I gave you a really in-depth look into my channel. But one thing I didn't anticipate is that all of these sponsorships and affiliates come with very strict NDAs, which, as you might know, are non-disclosure agreements that basically say, if you reveal anything about this sponsorship or affiliate program, we can sue you. And as a lawyer, I try to live my life without getting sued. So right now I can't go into more detail like I really want to, but I am going to try to ask my affiliate partners and sponsors if I can make a video later revealing more detail. So stay tuned in case I get permission from that. I also did make a free guide to starting a channel and making money on YouTube, which goes more into detail about affiliates and sponsorships as well. So you can download that. I'll put that link in the description below for you. The one tip I will give you about making money on YouTube through affiliate marketing and sponsorships is that you can negotiate everything. I think the main reason why my ratio of money from ads versus money from affiliates and sponsorships is much higher than 1-to-1 is because I love negotiating. Obviously, that's the bulk of what I do as a lawyer, so I've been doing it for years. I negotiate everything. So for affiliate commissions, remember that you can negotiate that. I know that for one of my main affiliates, I make double the payout most people in my niche are making, and it's because I negotiated that. And the same applies to sponsors. One big bonus tip, if you're using affiliate links, it's really important to track how many leads you're bringing to the company. You can use something like bit.ly or a free WordPress plugin that I use called PrettyLinks, and those are going to work as trackers so you can see exactly how many people watch your YouTube video, then click on that affiliate link. And the reason you want to do that is because it gives you leverage. When it comes to asking for a higher payout or asking for more money for sponsored videos, it's really in your best interest to be able to say, look, I have the analytics and 1,000 people have clicked on my affiliate link this month. If this video was helpful, the best thing you can do for me is to hit the thumbs up. It just shows YouTube that I'm doing a good job. And if you hated the video, you can put a thumbs down and then maybe I can delete the video. But these videos are uncomfortable for me to make because I never want it to seem like I'm showing off. But from the beginning for YouTube, I told you that I would be transparent and open with you, and hopefully you got some value from this. Everything I did in my first year of YouTube, you can totally do it too. So I wanted to share this video with you, and hopefully whatever it is that you've been too scared to try, it maybe inspires you a little just to go out of your comfort zone and try it, because Think about a year ago, I didn't have a YouTube channel, and honestly, there's nothing special about me. I'm not particularly funny, don't have this typical YouTube personality, but I put myself out there and I tried and I did it. So if I can do it, you can do it too. Also, thank you so much for watching my videos for the past year and putting the thumbs up and leaving me amazing comments. You're obviously the reason that this has happened, and I wanted to just say I'm really grateful, so thank you. And next, you can watch this video where I talk more about passive income, and don't forget that I also created the YouTube guide you can download as well. Thank you.